Optimizing Dell Precision M6800 for multi-CAD power users. The Dell Precision M6800 was built to be a sturdy, heavy-duty portable desktop computer. Though it's technically a laptop, it weighs in at almost 8 pounds, so it wasn't necessarily built to operate in the field. The good news is that it is built to run virtually all CAD programs. There are a multitude of possible configurations to work with, so in this post we will optimize this movable workstation for PTC Creo Parametric 3.0, Siemens NX9 and Katia V.6. If you are an engineer who needs a heavy-duty and heavy laptop that has the power of a desktop that can handle anything from part modeling, assemblies and drawings, rendering and simulation with PTC Creo Parametric 3.0, Siemens NX9 and Katia V.6, then this might be a good option to consider. In this post, we'll optimize the Dell Precision M6800 for users with heavy-duty workflows. First, we'll check out of the specs, and then we'll choose the best hardware configurations. Dell Precision M6800 features CPU options: 4th generation Intel Core i5 and i7 processors, up to Core i7 Extreme Edition, Intel vPro. Operating systems: Windows 8 Pro 64-bit, genuine Windows 7 Ultimate, 32-bit or 64-bit, genuine Windows 7 Professional, 32-bit or 64-bit, Red Hat Enterprise Linux version 6.4, Ubuntu 12.04, SP1 Linux. Chipset: Mobile Intel QM87 Express. GPU: AMD Fire Pro M6100 Mobility Pro with 2GB GDDR5 dedicated memory. NVIDIA Quadro K3100M with 4GB GDDR5 dedicated memory. NVIDIA Quadro K4100M with 4GB GDDR5 dedicated memory. NVIDIA Quadro K5100M with 8GB GDDR5 dedicated memory. Display options: memory: 2 4 DIMM slots, up to 32GB 1600MHz. Or up to 16GB 1866MHz memory. Storage options: support for 4 storage devices, 1 2.5 inches drive and easy eject drive bay, 1 2.5 inches drive and internal bay, 1 2.5 inches and optical bay Caddy 6, 1 solid state mini card, Dell Fast Response Free Fall Sensor Standard. 7,200 revolutions per minute SATA 6 gigabits per second hard drive from 320 gigabytes up to 750 gigabytes, 7,200 revolutions per minute 320 gigabytes FIPS certified self-encrypting drive. 7,200 revolutions per minute SATA 6 gigabits per second 500 gigabytes or 1 terabyte hybrid hard drive with up to 32 gigabytes of integrated solid-state storage. SSD, solid-state drive, from 128 GB to 512 GB, SATA 6 gigabits per second. Solid-state mini-card storage device from 128 GB to 512 GB, 6 gigabits per second, optional RAID 0 or 1, requires minimum of 2 storage devices, optional RAID 5, requires minimum of 3 storage devices. Maximum battery life: 2 to 9 hours. Display: 17.3 inches HD plus 1600 by 900, anti-glare, LED backlit with premium panel guarantee. 17.3 inches FHD 1920 by 1080, Dell Ultra Sharp, wide view, anti-glare, LED backlit, premium panel guarantee. 17.3 inches FHD 1920 by 1080, Dell Ultra Sharp multi-touch, LED backlit, 10-finger simultaneous touch, premium panel guarantee. Weight: 7.86 pounds. Optical drive: DVD-ROM, slot load DVD plus / RW, Blu-ray disc rewritable, optical bay Caddy for additional hard drive or solid-state drive. Standard I/O ports: left 1 lock slot, 2 USB 3.0, 1 microphone, 1-to-1 to 9-in-1 media card reader, 1 smart card reader, optional 1 to 54 mm express card slot, right to USB 3.0, 1 display port, 1 wireless switch rear, 1 VGA, 1 RJ45, 1 eSATA USB 2.0, 1 HDMI. One major improvement in terms of initial options is that you can get the M6800 with an SSD drive right instead of settling for a HHD, which would slow down performance no matter what CPU or GPU combination you might select. Of the many options available, we definitely want to eliminate anything other than the 128GB to 512GB SSD. Siemens NX9 Kadu V.6 and PTC Creo Parametric 3.0. Minimum RAM. Uses. OS. Siemens NX9. 4GB. Parts assembly. Modeling simulation analysis. Animations rendering. Cost estimation. Documentation. Mac OS X. Novell SUSE Linux. Red Hat Enterprise Linux. Windows 7. Windows 8. Katia. 4GB. Parts assembly. Modeling simulation analysis. Animations rendering. Documentation. Windows 7. Windows 8. Windows Vista. Windows XP. Creo Parametric 3.0. 4GB. Windows 7 Professional. Windows 8. Even though the minimum required RAM for these is 4GB, for heavy workloads we are going to need at least 16GB to start. We can also see that Windows 7, 64-bit, would be the most compatible OS to use for these $3 Canadian programs on our Dell Precision M6800. The reason it has to be 6-bit is that programs like PTC Creo Parametric 3.0 won't use more than 3GB of RAM in a 32-bit OS, no matter how much you have planted inside your machine. As we begin to pare down our options, we have to choose the best combination of CPU and GPU. Optimizing the M6800 for Siemens NX9, PTC Creo 3.0, and Katia. I always write that it's about minimal investment versus loss of productivity when you get down to actually buying a CAD workstation. For these particular heavy-duty CAD programs, it really depends on what you do most. If you need to cover all functionality, parts assemblies, drawings, simulations, rendering, animation, you're going to have to pay for a better CPU, GPU, and RAM. There's just no getting around it when considering the M6800. Or is there? Siemens NX9, this high-end CAD/CAM/CAE design software is used for parametric and direct solid/surface modeling, engineering, and fluid analysis via the finite element method, finite volume method, and manufacturing finish design. In terms of the M6800 Dell, the only thing you might want to avoid in hardware configurations is the choice of the AMD Fire Pro, as Siemens recommends the NVIDIA Quadro series for optimal performance. PTC Creo Parametric 3.0, the hardware requirements are minimal here, 4GB, which is pretty amazing considering what this program can do. In terms of the parameters of the Dell M6800's GPU, Creo gives us a break by being certified for both our AMD and NVIDIA options. This program might be worth switching over to because users can now work with Katia, Siemens NX, SolidWorks, Solid Edge, and Autodesk Inventor files without the need for a separate compiler or access to a software license or the respective CAD system, which could give you an edge in the current multi-CAD collaborative environment. In other words, you could try the AMD Fire Pro 6100 to cut down on GPU costs and run the risk of it not working so well with Siemens NX9. Katia V6 DASO has certified only the heavy-duty Intel i7-4940 and NVIDIA Quadro series GPUs for the Precision M6800, and you can bet that the more RAM you have here, the better off you are. It is also worth noting that it is currently only set up to run 64-bit Windows 7. That's pretty limiting. Optimizing Katia V6, Creo Parametric 3.0, and Siemens NX9 for the Dell Precision M6800. Okay, so we have a straightforward software shortcut. The Dell Precision Optimizer is an automated tool that tunes your system outside of its factory settings to get the best ISV performance. The Optimizer also monitors automated system updates and will automatically send you system utilization reports to make sure you are not going to blow a microchip when you use your software. You click on one of the three CAD packages listed here, and the optimizer adjusts system settings to the best configuration per application. The optimizer is available for the most popular professional applications. It does this in the background, tweaking things like Intel hyperthreading, the number of CPU cores being used, as well as graphics and power adjustments. Optimizing CPU, my ideal choice here is Intel Core i7-4940MX, quad-core Extreme 3.10 GHz, 4.0 GHz turbo, 8 MB 57 watts, with HD graphics 4600. This to me is just perfect, but so is having the extra cash to purchase this expensive CPU, $1,096. I would scale this down to include any of the 4-core 8-thread i7 processors, the 4910MQ, 4810MQ, the 4860HQ, who have similar base frequencies, 2.8 to 3.1 GHz, but go down in price to $378, 4810MQ. My value choice would be right in the middle with the 4910MQ, $568, for the extra 2 MB of extra L3 cache. Part modeling the Intel i7-4910MQ's base frequency of 2.9 GHz will easily cover part modeling across all three CAD programs. Assemblies are similar in respect to CPU load. They are moved from your hard drive to your RAM. The 16 GB of RAM and a 256 GB SSD will easily handle average to large assemblies with subassemblies that have many thousands of parts. Drawing functions start using multi-threaded loads. Each drawing sheet is assigned a core, and as I understand it, since each sheet has four views or more, a quad-core CPU is needed for optimum functionality, and all of the available CPU options with the Dell Precision M6800 fit this need. Optimizing RAM, most CAD files load directly onto RAM when opened. It only makes sense that the more complex and larger a model is, the more RAM you need. With the M6800 running these three heavy-duty CAD programs, you will need at least 16 GB, but 32 GB would be better if you can afford it. However, with 16 GB of RAM, you should be able to run any one of these CAD programs while running regular desktop applications without too much of a strain. Optimizing GPU, any one of the AMD Fire Pro and NVIDIA Quadro graphics options with up to 8 GB of discrete video memory will allow you to run high-end graphics from rendering to modeling complex simulations, so thankfully, this choice is easy. Who it is great for? Engineers who do travel occasionally and need a portable desktop rig. Minimum configuration for engineers, i7-4910 CPU, 16 GB RAM, 256 GB SSD. Maximum configuration for engineers, i7-4940 CPU, 32 GB RAM, 512 GB SSD. Who it is not for? The M6800 is not for lightweight CAD users, students, or engineers who are constantly on the move. It is a decent replacement for a desktop workstation and can be moved when necessary. If your design/modeling home is a desk or a cubicle, but you do need to move occasionally enough that a desktop is far too much of a hassle, this is a good choice. $2,655. Middle. Intel Core i7-4910MQ processor, quad-core 2.90 GHz, 3.90 GHz turbo, 8 MB 47 watts, with HD graphics 4600. Middle. Windows 7 Professional, 64-bit Windows 8.1 license, media, English, French, German, Dutch, Italian. Middle. 17.3 inches ultra-sharp FHD 1920 by 1080 wide view anti-glare, LED backlit with premium panel guarantee. Middle. 16 GB one drill at 1600 MHz. Middle. 256 GB 2.5-inch SATA solid-state drive. Middle. 8x DVD plus/RW drive slot load. Middle. AMD Fire Pro M6100W/2GB GDDR5. Middle. 3-year basic warranty, NBD no upgrade selected. Middle. 7.86 pounds. $3,520. Middle. Intel Core i7-4810MQ processor, quad-core 2.80 GHz, 3.80 GHz turbo, 6 MB 47 watts, with HD graphics 4600. Middle. Windows 7 Professional, 64-bit Windows 8.1 license, media, English, French, German, Dutch, Italian. Middle. 44 centimeters, 17.3 inches, ultra-sharp FHD 1920 by 1080 wide view anti-glare, LED backlit premium panel guarantee. Middle. 16 GB one drill at 1600 MHz. Little 512GB 2.5-inch SATA solid-state drive. Little 8x DVD plus / RW drive tray load. Little NVIDIA Quadro K4100MW / 4GB GDDR5. If money is even less of a consideration, this is my ideal configuration, $4,000+. Intel Core i7-4940MX, quad-core Extreme 3.10GHz, 4.0GHz Turbo, 8MB 57W, with HD Graphics 4600, Windows 7 Professional, English, 64-bit, includes Windows 8.1 Pro 64-bit license. NVIDIA Quadro K5100MW / 8GB GDDR5. UltraSharp FHD 1920x1080. Wide view anti-glare LED backlit with premium panel guarantee, maybe touch screen, though even when money is no concern it doesn't seem really necessary. 32GB 4x8GB 1600MHz dual. 512GB 2.5-inch serial ATA solid-state drive plus.